The chess collection at Maryhill Museum is comprised of over 300 sets, nearly 100 of which are on exhibition at any one time. One of the more magnificent sets is the Madras-style set, the Rajasthan set from India. It is this ivory set that has been painted green and red. It is a set that is magnificent both in size and in detail. It is full of the soldiers of the period and, of course, represents the British and possibly the other Indian principalities and states opposing each other. And we know the British are represented because, of course, the British are red. The red coats are clear, the red coat hat of the British Army. And most importantly, we have one pawn who's playing the fife. And that was a particular trademark of the British at the time. Probably one of my sets is a Cambodian set from the 19th, early 20th century. It shows a true plain style from Cambodia with pieces that are very abstract in shape and form, except for the knight, which is still a horse. And then it has small pawns, which are really round discs, and these represent the seashells because plain sets in Cambodia traditionally use seashells as the pawns for each set. This is very elegantly formed and shaped, and it is a wonderful piece to look at here at Maryhill. Another fantastic set is a Chinese set from the late 19th century. It is absolutely wonderful because you have the Chinese versus the Europeans. You have King George of England represented on the white side, and a Chinese emperor and court represented on the stained red side. Each individual figure is hand-carved and shows great detail and great expression, and is just a wonderful representation of the art form. The king and queen are unique in that they are Chinese interpretations of what was the king and queen of England, and that in and of itself is quite interesting. Another fascinating set is a Barleycorn set made in the late 19th century. These sets would have been the kind of sets that George Washington or Benjamin Franklin or Thomas Jefferson would have played. All of these great men were great chess players, particularly Ben Franklin. He once said that the game of chess is not merely an idle amusement, but several very valuable qualities of mind useful in the course of human life are to be acquired and strengthened by it so as to become ready for all occasions. And I think that's truly what he thought about chess, that it was a way of bringing the intellectual capacity of any one individual up to the point where all of their decisions were better made.